As a teenager in Denver, Jorge Gutierrez, late of the state of Chihuahua in Mexico, played basketball at a high school that was 92% Hispanic. He depended on the school's free lunch program and the charity of strangers for his meals. Gutierrez is now a guard on the University of California Berkeley men's basketball team. On Thursday night, he led Cal with 18 points and 6 assists in a victory over Arizona State. Tonight, the unranked Golden Bears host number 22, Arizona. Jordan Kahn profiled Jorge Gutierrez for Sports Illustrated's website, SI.com. Jordan, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me.
Jorge Gutierrez was born in Mexico. Tell us about how he wound up playing his high school basketball in Denver.
Eduardo Nájera, who is an NBA player, 12 years in the NBA, emerged from Chihuahua and became the first Mexican to have sustained success in the NBA. Because of his success, other kids in Chihuahua started to really look up to him and want to emulate him. One player, a guy by the name of Hector Hernandez, went from Chihuahua to Denver. He was emerging from high school in Denver around the same time that Eduardo Nájera was playing for the Denver Nuggets. So Denver came to be seen by some of the basketball players in Chihuahua as this great place for Mexican basketball players. And so Jorge wanted to go there. And the way he tells it, it was entirely a basketball decision on his part. And he went as a 15-year-old with his parents. And his parents stayed with him for a short period of time in Denver. But then they returned to their lives in Mexico. And Jorge completed high school in Denver and then finished out in Las Vegas.
It would be an exaggeration to say that as a high school basketball player, Jorge Gutierrez was starving, but not much of an exaggeration, I guess.
After his parents left, he lived in a one-bedroom apartment with three other high school students, all between the ages of 14 and 16, all basketball players, all undocumented Mexican immigrants. They were relying on the money sent by their families who were living in Mexico. Jorge, at one point, coaches noticed him bruising all over his body. Just any contact would result in his joints kind of slipping and these enormous bruises showing up. And they had him checked out by a doctor, and he was anemic because of iron deficiency. The doctor asked him, "What have you been eating recently?" And he said that all he'd had to eat in the last several days was this head of wilted lettuce that they had in their refrigerator because it was summertime, so they didn't have the free lunch that they got at school.
These difficulties were somewhat shocking, I'm sure, because I gather Jorge Gutierrez had come from kind of a middle-class background in Mexico.
He had, yes. His father was a math teacher, and his mother was a retired nurse. He said that there were times that they struggled, but it was certainly not an impoverished life. And the way he put it was there was always food on the table.
So the idea wasn't to escape poverty. It was to get someplace where he could play against the best basketball players his age that there were.
Exactly. And, you know, interestingly, it's the way he talked about it was not even as if he was fixated on making the NBA or fixated on even earning a college scholarship. He said, quite simply, he just loved basketball. It was what he wanted to focus his life on, and he knew that he wasn't being challenged and wasn't being pushed in Mexico. And having heard about these opportunities in the States, he really wanted to be able to test himself.
Once he had begun to establish himself as a high school basketball star, Jorge Gutierrez drew a lot of attention, some of it angry. How did he manage to stay in the U.S.?
He drew some attention from people who were correctly assuming that he was undocumented, and people who were protesting at some of his games. And the way his coaches and those who were there told it, any investigation never went beyond the statewide governing body for high school sports investigating his eligibility as a basketball player.
There. Meaning his age, that sort
right.
of thing. Yeah.
Right. There was never any investigation by ICE or any anyone into his immigration status. That was something that was never pressed.
Gutierrez eventually went on to lead Lincoln High to the Colorado State Championship, and then after a year at a Las Vegas prep school, he was recruited to play for Cal. There's been a lot of debate about whether students who lack immigration papers should be entitled to scholarship money. What's Jorge Gutierrez's current situation with regard to Cal?
He's here in the United States on a student visa, so he is treated as an international student.
You characterize Gutierrez's play with words like rage and, quote, sometimes unhinged. What provokes that anger, and does it hurt or help him on the court?
The man who Gutierrez considers his biggest mentor is Ray Valdez, who is an assistant coach at his high school. He described it just saying that he just has so much built-up anxiety and has you know, some level of just fear that people are out to get him. And he very much plays with a chip on his shoulder and is very proud of the fact that he represents Mexico because Mexican basketball players are generally not highly thought of. As to how it affects his play, I think most people would say that it affects his play in a positive way just because he is so relentless on the court and just plays with reckless abandon and is flying all over the place, going for every loose ball, every rebound, is trying to be the best defender on the court at all times. But then there are times when he gets a little out of control, and I think that was seen most vividly this season in a game against Kansas in late December. Things were getting chippy between him and several of the Jayhawks players, and he sort of began to get into a bit of a tussle with a Kansas player. Was not ejected from the game, but people thought he perhaps should have been ejected from the game. And so there are moments when it kind of boils over, but for the most part, it's been a help, I think.
Gutierrez is averaging more than 12 points and 4 assists per game. The Golden Bears have won 4 straight games. They're still only 13-9 overall. Gutierrez is only a junior, but will he draw interest from the NBA when his college career ends?
At this point, I have not seen him showing up on these websites that kind of specialize in projecting NBA draft picks. Mm-hmm. But he certainly has the size and some of the skills to get a look. He's 6'3". He has good size for a point guard if he can really master the point guard position. He's an improving shooter and just a tenacious defender and rebounder. He has the skill set that seems like he could get a look and could certainly have opportunities to play at a high level in Europe, if not in the NBA.
Jordan Kahn's profile of Jorge Gutierrez was published on SI.com. You can find a link to it at our website, onlyagame.org. Jordan, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Only a Game.